Hi, I'm Rita Smith, registered dietitian at Martha Jefferson Hospital. Welcome to Healthy Bites with Rita Smith. I'm so glad to be able to spend time with you discussing current topics in food, nutrition, health, and disease prevention. This segment is not intended to diagnose, provide medical advice, or prescribe treatment. For that, you need to see your healthcare provider. Today, I would like to talk about a condition called fibromyalgia. Have you heard of it? Well, it affects about 10 million Americans, mostly women. And the symptoms are somewhat common to a lot of different diseases and disorders, so it's a bit hard to get a diagnosis on this. But overall, there is widespread body pain. It especially affects the muscles. There's overall just general fatigue, sort of no get up and go. There can be headaches and migraines. It's very individual, though. There's sometimes anxiety and depression, especially the longer that this goes without treatment. And some folks have problems with irritable bowel syndrome. So as you can see, there's no common thread with the symptoms. It's a lot of different little symptoms that can add up and be just a miserable condition for folks. So I wanted to mention some of the nutrition treatment pieces that are recommended for fibromyalgia. They don't exactly correct everything, but they can help sort of temper down the symptoms, if you will. The first thing is to remember diet-wise that there isn't anything miraculous to take. No supplement, no food that you can take that's going to just make this all go away. And I say that because there's a lot of advertising for supplements that would make it seem if you take a certain pill, fibromyalgia is going to go away. Well, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is too good to be true. But these are the recommendations. First, to have three very healthy meals with wholesome foods, minimal processing of the foods. And there's some research that shows that eating a lot of sugar and refined flour that spikes your blood sugars and causes an insulin surge may increase inflammation in the body and make some of those symptoms a little bit worse. So the bottom line is you want to minimize the processed foods. For example, if you get rice, you want a wild or brown rice. If you have pasta, you want a whole wheat or a multigrain pasta, an oat or a whole wheat or rye cereals and breads, all right, versus the refined products. Research also shows that it's extremely important to stay lean, that once you start adding some extra weight, which is pretty common because you don't necessarily want to get out and be really active, you're fatigued, but that extra weight makes it even harder on your body to handle some of these conditions. So you want to try as best you can if you're overweight to lose weight, and if you aren't overweight to try and keep it under control. That excess weight is really tough on the body and will increase that chronic pain. You want to be sure to have really good sleep habits. You need just a great night of sleep from 7 to 8 hours at least to let your body rest, kind of chill out and recover. So before you go to bed, make sure that you're not having sources of caffeine, alcohol, or sugar. These can make it very difficult to sleep. You want to be sure your exercise is earlier in the day. Exercising late in the day is actually a stimulant, and it's very hard for your body to settle down and want to go to sleep. And be sure to avoid food right before bedtime, especially a heavy meal. That will keep you awake, and it might give you some dreams that you're not very happy about. There are also some lifestyle treatments that are recommended to folks who have fibromyalgia. You want to do some kind of relaxing during the day, whether it's journaling or yoga or just having a nice 20-minute nap if you're able to in the middle of your day. Sometimes it helps to have a warm, relaxing bath to relax those muscles, let some of that fatigue work itself out, or to regularly schedule a massage. I would go for that one. And then be sure to exercise as best that you're able. Even if it hurts a little bit, it helps to keep those muscles moving and to help with that weight control. So bottom line is there's no magic formula with fibromyalgia, but it's a lot of lifestyle treatment, looking at how you live your life, the exercise you have, what you eat, your sleep habits, and your weight. There is some very good information at the National Fibromyalgia Society, and that's www.fmaware.org. It's for Fibromyalgia Aware, FMAWARE.org. Well, I hope that this helps you out a little bit. If you have fibromyalgia, make sure that you go by what your physician is recommending to you, though. The first step is to get it diagnosed so you can figure out what the treatment plan is going to be. So that is it for today. Now, just a reminder, you can check out my weekly blog at marthajefferson.org. Click on Healthy Bites with Rita Smith. I'm also on Facebook at Rita Smith Registered Dietitian. Until next time, this is Rita Smith reminding you to enjoy your eating and to eat well.
I need another story, something to get off my chest. My life gets kind of boring, need something that I can confess. Till on my sleeves I stained red.